The trial for Airdrie resident Hunter Van Mackelberg, who was charged with second-degree murder in the death of Calix Langenau in February 2020, is underway. Van Mackelberg's 14-day judge-alone trial began in Calgary on October 25. He is accused in the February 15, 2020 homicide of Langenau, whose body was discovered southeast of Airdrie, in Balzac, on February 17 that year. According to an agreed statement of facts, Langenau's cause of death was from a shotgun blast to the back of his head. Crown prosecutor Ron Simonick argued that Langenau, who was living in Vancouver at the time of his passing, was in the Calgary area to visit friends and family over the February long weekend in 2020 and was killed after a late-night meeting with his ex-girlfriend Madeline Cott by her boyfriend, Van Mackelberg. The statement of agreed facts indicated Langenau had been in a relationship with Cott between 2017 and 2018, but the relationship ended that summer. Van Mackelberg, meanwhile, had been in a relationship with a girl identified as SB around the time of 2017 and 2018, with the relationship ending around September 2018. He later started dating Cott, and was still in a relationship with her at the time of Langenau's murder. Around the fall of 2018, the agreed facts indicated Langenau and SB became a couple, until their relationship ended around September 2019. The Crown's argument is that Van Mackelberg held plenty of animosity toward Langenau, whom he knew through his relationship with Cott. On the night and early morning hours of February 14 and 15, 2020, according to the statement of agreed facts, Langenau and Cott exchanged about 50 text messages and a phone call, eventually agreeing to meet up in the parking lot of the Balzac Costco. On the second day of the trial, the court heard from four witnesses, including two former friends and a former roommate of Van Mackelberg. The first to testify was Noah Popelik, who told the court he used to go off-roading, hunting and shooting with Van Mackelberg. He gave off a big impression that he really, really disliked Calix, Popelik said during his testimony. He didn't want anything to do with him and showed heavy hatred towards him. Popelik added Van Mackelberg's dislike of Langenau seemed to stem from the drama that emerged over their relationships with Cott and SB. He added Van Mackelberg would occasionally joke about wanting to injure Langenau. Sometimes, we'd be driving past SB's house and he would joke about running them both over or harming them, he said. He didn't go into a lot of detail, he said it kind of lightly. In the days after Langenau had been reported missing, Popelik said Hunter contacted him over Snapchat, and informed him that he had done something wrong, and would need to lay low. Popelik said he found out about Langenau's death via the news, and said when he saw a helicopter bird's eye view camera shot of the field where Langenau's body was found, that he immediately recognized the area. He said he and Van Mackelberg had even been there a few weeks prior to go off-roading in his new truck. Hunter and I have gone there to go off-roading, to go shooting sometimes, and just general fun things like that, he said. Ethan Enns, another former friend of Van Mackelberg's, testified about Van Mackelberg's dislike of Langenau. Enns said Van Mackelberg had drunkenly talked about wanting to injure him. When he was drunk, he would talk about wanting to kick the expletive out of Calix and stuff like that, Enns told the court. He'd talk about beating him up, taking out his tires on his car, stuff like that. Enns added Van Mackelberg had even once, when particularly drunk, offered him a couple grand to kill Langenau. I said what most people would say, expletive, no, he said. During the cross-examination, Van Mackelberg's defense lawyer, Andre Olet, argued one issue in the case is the amount of hearsay that will be brought forward by witnesses, due to rumors and discussion that proliferated on social media in the days following Langenau's death. What I want to establish from the onset, from the very beginning of this case, is that you're hearing what people have heard, said. That's not the truth of it, it's the truth they've heard. There is stuff being repeated, stuff being passed along, and all kinds of rumors. The case, which Justice Glenn Pullman is presiding over, is slated to be underway until November 12 at the Calgary Court Center.